弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters。
感谢主耶稣的恩典，让我们可以在安息圣日继续在一起来敬拜神。
Thanks to the grace of our Lord Jesus, on this Holy Sabbath day, we can gather together to worship God.
愿主的恩惠常与我们同在。
May the grace of God be with us always.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考神向我们做的是什么呢？
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I will begin our study of the Word of God today. I will study what has God done to us.
我们现在读圣经，在读创世纪。
Right now in our Bible's reading schedule, we are in the book of Genesis.
希望我们弟兄姐妹都能够照着进度，每天来研读神的话语。
We hope that all the brothers and sisters can follow the Bible reading schedule and study the Word of God.
我们每天都能够得到从神来的信息。
So that every day we can receive God's Word.
那神的话就成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So that the Word of God can be the lamp at our feet and the light to our path.
所以我们的生活就会越来越跟真理一致。
So that our life can be more and more aligned with the truth.
我们也会更越来越了解神他向我们所做的是什么。
And then we can understand more and more what has God done to us.
我们来翻开圣经创世纪四十二章。
Let's turn to the Bible, Genesis chapter 42.
创世纪四十二章。
Genesis chapter 42.
我们读二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
创世纪四十二章二十七节。
Genesis chapter 42, verse 27.
到了住宿的地方，他们中间有一个人打开口袋，要拿料喂驴，才看见自己的银子能在口袋里。二十八节。
28.
就对弟兄们说：“我的银子归还了，看哪，能在我口袋里。”他们就提心吊胆，战战兢兢地彼此说：“这是神向我们做什么呢？”
27:28. But as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey feed at the encampment, he saw his money, and there it was in the mouth of his sack. 28. So he said to his brothers, "My money has been restored, and there it is in my sack." Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying to one another, "What is this that God has done to us?"
这句话，我们的题目就是从这句话来的。
And our topic for today comes from this phrase.
这是约瑟的兄弟们，就是他的哥哥们，他们彼此所讲的一句话。
This is something that the older brothers of Joseph have said to one another.
他们当时候看到他们买粮食的银子归还在他们的口袋里的时候，他们是这样子提心吊胆的说的。
When they saw that the money that they had brought to buy the food has been restored to their sack, they said with fear to one another.
这是神向我们做的是什么事啊？
They said to one another, "What is this that God has done to us?"
也就是说，他们不敢相信他们所看到的这个事实。
In other words, they cannot believe what they have seen.
但同时，他们心里面也猜疑着，这当中是不是有不好的事情要发生呢？
And at the same time, they also were thinking perhaps something bad is going to happen next.
所以他们看到这些银子在口袋里的时候，他们并不是欢喜高兴。
So when they saw the money in their sack, they didn't say this with rejoicing and thanksgiving.
反过来是很害怕的，彼此这样说的。
Instead, they were very afraid and said this to one another.
那因为这是一个其中的一个兄弟打开看他的口袋所发现的事实。
Because this is what happened that one of the brothers discovered.
那时候他们都还没有想到说每一个人的银子都会被放在他们的口袋里。
And at this point in time, they didn't realize and think that everyone's money would have been put back into their sack.
所以第三十五节，等到他们回到他们的家了。
So let's look at verse 35, when they return to their home.
他们倒口袋不料个人的银包都在口袋里，他们和父亲看见银包就都害怕。
35. Then it happened as they emptied their sacks that surprisingly each man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid.
你看这里，等到他们真的发现了这个事实，就是每个人买粮食的口袋的银钱都归还的时候，他们都害怕了。
So when they all discovered the truth of the matter that the money that they brought to buy the food were all put back in their sacks.
这个时候包括他们的父亲雅各。
This time, all of them, including their father Jacob, was afraid.
所以36节雅各对这些儿子们说。
So in verse 36, Jacob said to their sons,
你们使我丧失我的儿子，约瑟没有了，西缅也没有了，你们又要将便雅悯带去，这些事都归到我身上了。
36, and Jacob their father said to them, you have bereaved me, Joseph is no more, Simeon is no more, and you want to take Benjamin, all these things are against me.
这个时候其实雅各在他的想法里面是这些事情每一件事情都是针对我而来的。
And from Jacob's point of view, everything that has happened was targeted at him.
因为他所爱的儿子约瑟他认为已经死了不见了。
Because the son whom he loved, Joseph, he thought he was lost.
现在第一次到埃及去取粮的时候，他的第二个儿子西缅也不见了，没有回来。
And the first time his sons went down to Egypt to buy food, his second son Simeon is also no more.
他们现在听到他得到的消息是。他们如果还要去 买粮食，最小的便雅悯也要跟着去才行。
And now, what they have heard is that if they want to go buy more food, they have to bring his youngest son Benjamin.
他们雅各跟他的这些儿子们真的不知道怎么会有这种事情发生。
And Jacob and his sons really don't know why all of this happened.
那特别是又看到买粮食的银钱都被归还了。
And especially that they discovered all the money they brought to buy the food was returned to them.
所以雅各这些儿子们跟他自己，他都认为不好的事情即将发生在他们身上。
So Jacob and his sons all think that something bad is about to happen to them.
他们内心是这样提心吊胆。
So in their heart, they were very fearful.
所以我们要从他们的表现来思想一些问题。
So from their actions, we want to think about a couple things.
我们从37章开始就是读约瑟的故事。
Starting from chapter 37, we read the story of Joseph.
那创世纪从第12章以后记载四个主要人物。
Starting from chapter 12, Genesis records four main characters.
就是信心之父亚伯拉罕。
The first is the father of faith, Abraham.
接下来就是顺服的儿子以撒。
And second, we see the obedient son, Isaac.
然后我们就看到一个生命更新的人雅各。
Then we see someone who has renewed their life, Jacob.
我们现在从37章开始看到的就是约瑟这个当时候众人所没有想到的拯救者出现在他们的生命里的。
And starting from chapter 37, we see that this unexpected savior that appears in front of everyone, Joseph.
那这所以37章以后就重点就是约瑟他的一生。
So starting from Genesis chapter 37, the focus of the book is on the life of Joseph.
约瑟的一生跟他的兄弟是分不开的。
And we see that the life of Joseph cannot be separated from his brothers.
所以在创世纪里面第二个部分所记录的主要人物，每一个主要人物的身边都有一些附属的人物是我们可以学习的。
And we see that along with each of these four main characters recorded in Genesis, there are also those people who accompanied them that we cannot neglect.
所以我们读圣经的时候要注意圣经的安排。
So when we read the Bible, we have to pay attention to how the Bible arranged things.
在亚伯拉罕身边一直跟着他的就是罗德。
We see that on Abraham's side, who accompanied him was Lot.
罗德最后他从这个恩典上堕落了。
And Lot in the end fell from grace.
他没有办法得到神的祝福。
And he was not able to receive God's blessing.
因为他的眼睛不是在看神应许的迦南地。
Because his eyes was not set upon the promised land of Canaan from God.
他去埃及走了一趟之后，他眼睛看到都是跟埃及相关的事物了。
After he traveled to Egypt, everything in his eyes were the things that were related or similar to the things he saw in Egypt.
好，所以从创世纪十三章我们就看到，这个罗德渐渐挪移他的帐篷，一直住到所罗马城去。
So in Genesis chapter 13, we see that gradually Lot moved his tent closer and closer to the city of Sodom.
最后 他所拥有的一切，他所追求的，全部都被火烧尽了。
And in the end, everything he possessed, everything he pursued after, was destroyed by fire.
甚至最后啊，他其实也是家破人亡的。
And we see in the end, his own family was also destroyed.
他最后留下一个臭名。
And in the end, he only left with him infamy.
啊，这个臭名就是乱伦的啊的结果啊，生了两族的人民出来。
And his infamy that survived him.Is the ancestral descendants he had that became two nations?
我们看到啊，罗德他是一个非常可惜、非常悲剧性的人物。
So we see that Lot is a very tragic and very pitiful character.
那他是跟在亚伯拉罕身边的。
But he was one who was at Abraham's side.
他看到神怎么祝福亚伯拉罕。
He had seen how God blessed Abraham.
但是他最后却从这个神的恩典当中啊离开了。
But in the end, he departed from God's grace.
所以给我们一个很大的提醒。
And it gives us a big warning.
所以我们要真的效法亚伯拉罕抓住神的应许。
So we have to follow Abraham's example and grab onto God's promises.
那亚伯拉罕之后，我们读到是以撒。
And after Abraham, we read about Isaac.
那以撒他这个应许的儿子真的。让我们看到顺服神的指示的人的恩典跟好处。
And Isaac, as a promised son, from his life, we really see the benefits and the blessings one receives from being obedient and submissive.
所以创世纪二十六章基本上就是记载以撒他主要的他的一生。
So Genesis chapter 26 generally records the entire life of Isaac.
他的重点就是在第二十六章里面的。
And the main things we learn from him are all in chapter 26.
以撒在他的生命里面也曾经碰到很大的危机，就是饥荒。
In Isaac's life, he also faced a great hardship, and that was a famine.
对一群牧羊人来说，遇到饥荒这是生死问题的。
For for nomads and shepherds to face a famine is a matter of life and death.
所以他们一定要想办法。怎么样让他们自己存活，让他们的牲畜可以活下来。
And they have to think of a way to survive and allow their livestock to survive.
在这个最关键的时刻，神向他显现讲话。
And in this critical moment, God appeared to him and spoke to him.
神要求他不要下埃及去。
And God asked him to not go down to Egypt.
要住在我所指示你的地方。
But to dwell in the land that I tell you.
当时候神应许要跟他同在。
At that time, God promised to be with him.
神说我要赐福给你。
God says, I will bless you.
我要把你父亲亚伯拉罕这些福气统统放在你身上。
And I will perform all the blessings I swore to Abraham your father on you.
你看最后以撒他顺服了神的指示。
And we see in the end, Isaac obeyed God's directions.
那最后你看神让这个奇迹发生。
And we see that God allowed a miracle to happen.
在遍地大饥荒的那个时代，他那一年有一百倍的收成。
During that time when there was a famine in the land, he had 100-fold of harvest.
他当时候真的没有办法想象神的祝福是这么样的丰富。
And at that time, he really could not imagine how abundant God's blessings are.
连那个地方的人都很害怕说，这个以撒他真的是蒙福的人。
And even the people who lived in the land were very fearful of Isaac because they saw that he was one who was blessed.
所以我们看到一个愿意顺服神的指示人，他所得到祝福。
So we see that if a person who is willing to be obedient to God, he will be blessed.
那当时候我们看的这个以撒的故事之后。
And after the story of Isaac,
你看他的身边其实出现的是以实玛利。
We see that along his side, someone who appears is Ishmael.
以撒是应许生下来的儿子。
Isaac was the son of promise.
但是以实玛利却是从情欲生的小孩。
But Ishmael was a child who was born of desire or lust.
虽然他也得到福气，在地上也成为大族。
Even though he also received blessings on earth, and on earth he became a great nation.
但是他所得到的、所拥有的，也就只有在地面上而已。
But the things that he obtained are only on the earth.
天上神应许的任何的福气，他都是无份的。
But he had no part with any of the heavenly blessings that God promised.
所以我们看到一个顺服的人啊，他所得到神的应神的祝福。
So we see that a person who is obedient to God will receive blessings from God.
但其实我们在读以撒的时候，我们发现他的顺服不是一天造成的。
But when we look at the story of Isaac, we see that his obedience isn't something he had from day one.
我们看到亚伯拉罕在献他的独生子以撒的时候，我们看到他是怎么样顺服父亲的。
We see that when Abraham was about to sacrifice his son Isaac, how Isaac was obedient to his father Abraham.
所以我们一个人要能够真的顺服神，一定在家里面的愿意顺服我们的父母亲。
So a person who wants to be obedient to God must also be willing to be obedient to their parents at home.
今天我们如果在我们的日常生活当中没有这个顺服的这个这样的一个美好的品格呢，其实很难顺服神的。
Today, if in our daily lives we don't have this virtue or character of submission or obedience, it's very difficult for us to obey God.
所以今天我们在这个信仰里面，其实我们要想到的是我们的生活怎么样合乎真理。
So today in our faith, we want to think about how we can cause our life to be aligned with the truth.
我们在生活当中要愿意顺服了。
In our life, well, we want to be willing to submit.
如果神直接跟我们讲话，我们当然愿意顺服。
And of course, if God speaks to us directly, we want to be willing to submit to Him.
但是事实是，大部分的时候，神不会直接出声跟我们讲话。
But the truth is, most of the time, God will not audibly speak to us.
但是现在我们每天读圣经的时候
，But today, when we read the Bible every day,
其实是神每天都跟我们讲话。
In fact, God speaks to us through the Bible every day.
圣经的这些话语，我们愿意顺服吗？
Are we willing to obey and submit to the words of the Bible?
那我们在读圣经是我们自己在读，我们在看。
And when we read the Bible, we are reading and looking at the Bible by ourselves.
但是当神跟我们讲了话之后，接下去我们是要跟弟兄姐妹相处，跟我们周遭的这些人互动的。
But after God speaks to us through the Bible, then we need to interact with the brothers and sisters and people around us.
我们一定要愿意彼此顺服之后，我们才有可能顺服神的话语。
Only when we're willing to submit to one another will we be willing to submit to God's word.
所以在彼得前书第五章。
So in First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter
5. 我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
彼得前书五章五节。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
他说：“你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡谦卑的骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。”
Verse five. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
那这里就是圣经的提醒，我们要时常以谦卑束腰。
Here, the Bible reminds us that we have to.Close ourselves with humility.
然后要彼此顺服。
And we have to be submissive to one another.
因为顺服就是一个谦卑人的表现。
Because submission is what a humble person would do.
那顺服，其实他说就会得到恩典啊。
And this passage tells us that if we submit, we will receive grace.
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God gives grace to the humble.
没有谦卑是不可能顺服的。
If we are not humble, it is impossible for us to submit.
所以我们看到以撒其实在他的生活当中，他是怎么样顺服他的父亲。
So in Isaac's life, we can see how he was willing to submit to his father.
最后你看他可以完全的顺服神。
And in the end, he was able to completely submit to God.
他就得到神的恩典了。
And he received God's blessings and grace.
那雅各之后以撒之后就是雅各。
And after Isaac, we see Jacob.
所以雅各从创世纪25章就出现在众人眼前。
And Jacob appeared starting from Genesis chapter 25.
因为这是他的父亲结婚20年之后才生下了一对双胞胎的其中一个。
Because Jacob was one of a set of he and his twin brother were born to his father 20 years after Isaac was married.
是以撒在60岁的时候所生的儿子。
He was a son that Isaac had when Isaac was 60 years old.
所以雅各的一生在创世纪里面从25章开始。 到第37章，其实从25章之后到50章，我们都看到雅各他的人物出现。
So starting from Genesis chapter 25 all the way until chapter 50, we see Jacob appear.
他一生都是由神在带领他的。
And we see that throughout his entire life, God led him.
他其实就像我们今天每一个人，我们一开始对我们所敬拜的神都不是很认识的。
And he's just like all of us. In the beginning, we do not really know the God whom we worship.
我们许多人都是在教会里面长大的第二代、第三代，或者甚至更多代的子孙呢。
Many of us may be born in the church, in the faith, and we may be second, third, or even multiple generations in the faith.
一开始我们所敬拜这位神都是我们父亲的神，或者是我们祖先的神。
And in the beginning, we worship this God because this God is a God of our parents or the God of our ancestors.
但是我们的信仰一定最后要像雅各一样，能够说出这位神是我的神，是一生牧养我的真神。
But in the end, we have to mature our faith like Jacob, so that in the end, he was able to say that this God is my God, the God who shepherded my entire life.
你看神用许多的生命当中所发生的事情来训练他，来让他的生命更新。
And we see that God used many different events in his life to train him and to cause him to be renewed.
那所以雅各他的最后的生命灵性是非常的丰盛，非常的成熟的。
So that we see at the end of Jacob's life, he was very abundant spiritually and very mature.
我们会最后再看到他一生结束的时候，在创世纪的尾端，他是怎么样满足的，归到他的列祖那边去。
And we see at the very end of the book of Genesis, we see how content he was before he returned to his forefathers.
跟雅各一起的附属人物就是他的兄弟以扫。
And the character that accompanied Jacob's life in Genesis was his brother Esau.
那以扫，你看他轻看长子的名分。
And we see that Esau despised his birthright.
他轻看长子的名分，当然就得不到长子的福分。
Because he despised his birthright, he also did not receive the blessings that came with his birthright.
是因为他一直追求这个世界上的。
Because he constantly pursued after the things of the world.
他没有属灵的眼光去看到神的祝福。
He did not have the spiritual eyesight to see God's blessings.
他在这个世界奔波累昏了。
And he was so tired and so tired from working in this world.
所以他没有想到有关属灵的祝福。
So he did not think about the spiritual blessings.
就很轻易的把这个长子的名分把它卖掉。
So he very easily sold his birthright.
到最后他要后悔哀哭切求的时候都已经没有用了。
In the end, when he was weeping and crying, it was useless.
所以雅各我们就看到一个人愿意真的把神抓住的人跟他的兄弟抓住世界有什么差别呢？
And we see the difference between Jacob, who was one who really wanted to grab onto God, versus his brother Esau, who held on to the world.
那雅各之后，圣经的重点就是在讲约瑟的。
And after Jacob, we see the book, the focus of the Bible turned to Joseph.
那约瑟在他身边就是他这个十个兄弟。
And the characters that accompanied Joseph were his 10 brothers.
他的这个十个哥哥真的给约瑟带来很大的苦难。
Joseph's 10 older brothers brought a lot of hardship and misery to Joseph's life.
从创世纪37章就看到约瑟跟他兄弟互动的情形。
Starting from Genesis chapter 37, we see the interaction between Joseph and his older brothers.
这些哥哥们，他们其实在年轻的时候，第37章的第二节就说，常常做一些恶行，是让父亲不高兴的。
And in Genesis chapter 37, verse 2, it tells us that when all his older brothers were young, they already did evil things and brought a bad report.
约瑟跟他的哥哥们在一起，把这是他们的恶行报告父亲。
So when Joseph was with his brothers, he reported all the bad things his brothers had done to his father.
那又因为父亲特别疼爱这个约瑟这个儿子。
And because Joseph's father especially loved him.
那所以这哥哥们就越发的恨他。
So his brothers hated him even more.
第37章第4节就说不跟他讲和睦的话。
And in Genesis chapter 37 verse 4, it says that they could not speak peaceably to him.
那这个就是每一天的生活。
And this is his daily life.
这个时候的雅各，他这些儿子们都生活在一起。
At this time, all of the sons of Jacob lived together.
约瑟每天要面对他的哥哥们。
And Joseph had to face his brothers every day.
所以你看，他们都不跟他讲和睦的话。
And we see that his older brothers did not speak peaceably to him.
你看这样的生活不好过的。
And we see that this type of life is very hard to live.
今天在我们生活周遭里面，我们的家庭里，如果我们的家人都不跟我们讲和睦的话，我们就不想回家了。
Today in our daily lives, if our family members don't speak peaceably to us, then maybe we don't even want to go home.
我们内心就有很大的重担。
And in our heart, there's a great burden.
我们就觉得这个家里很痛苦。
And we will feel that it's very miserable to be at home.
但是我们看到约瑟，他是怎么样的啊？在家里面一直都成为这个父亲所爱的儿子的。
But when we look at Joseph when he lived at home, how did he continually be the son that his father loved?
他对他的哥哥们并没有内心有一些不好的意念。
We see that he did not have any evil thoughts towards his brothers.
他还是保持他很单纯的一种心情。
He still retained a very innocent heart.
所以当他做梦的时候，他就很直接的把这个梦向他的哥哥们讲起。
So when he had a dream, he very naturally wanted to share his dream with his brothers.
所以应该哥哥们听到他做的梦之后，越发恨他。
And when his brothers heard his dream, they hated him even more.
到第十一节
，in verse 11，
哥哥们就嫉妒他。
His brothers envied him.
因为从他的梦里面，好像他将来是要成为他们的王来管理他们的。
Because from Joseph's dream, it seems as if in the future Joseph will become their king and rule over them.
这是他的哥哥们听到约瑟讲出来这个梦之后，他们直接的反应跟解释。
So and this is the reaction and the interpretation his brothers had when they heard Joseph's dream.
所以约瑟这十个哥哥们，你看他们是怎样的恨这个弟弟， so、是怎样嫉妒从神来的信息。
We can see how Joseph's 10 older brothers hated him and envied him for what he received from God.
他们这个嫉妒真的最后让他们想要下手去害死他这个弟弟。
And we see that their envy caused them to eventually want to harm their younger brother.
我们看箴言十四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
箴言十四章
，Proverbs chapter 14，
第三十节
，verse 30。
箴言十四章三十节
，Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30。
心中安静是肉体的生命嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones.
那今天嫉妒，他说会把连骨头都把它腐烂掉。
The proverb says.Envy can even rot our bones.
在说明这个嫉妒它所产生的破坏力有多强大。
It talks about how destructive envy is.
所以你看他的哥哥们约瑟这些哥哥们，他对约瑟这个嫉妒的心情，到最后导致他们下手害他。
And we see older Joseph's older brothers envy caused them to want to harm Joseph in the end.
我们今天在日常生活当中，我们要谨慎处理我们人跟人之间的情绪。
Today in our daily lives, we have to be very watchful and careful in how we interact with other people.
在家人、兄弟姐妹当中，有时候我们会发现每个人的成就、每个人的才干都不太一样。
When interacting with our own family members, our brothers and sisters in our house, we will discover that everyone has different abilities and talents.
那有时候在这个手足之间呢，会彼此竞争。
And sometimes among our brothers and sisters, we will be very competitive.
那这个竞争本来是好的。
Competition by itself can be good.
因为有竞争才会进步。
Because only when there is competition will we improve.
这个社会之所以越来越有些新奇的东西，越来越有条理，是因为一直在竞争的状态下在前进的。
And we see that the society only becomes more and more advanced and has new inventions because people compete against one another.
你看国家跟国家在竞争。
And we see that when nations compete with other nations.
你看在自己国内， 每一州，美国的每一州也在彼此竞争。
Even in the United States, among each state, each state competes against another state.
公司，你看，每个公司都在互相竞争。
We see each company is competing against other companies.
最后，你看这个社会就越来越进步了。
And we see the result is that the society becomes more and more advanced.
许多缺点就渐渐的被改正了。
And many flaws and faults eventually become corrected because of the competition.
没有竞争，基本上是不会进步。
And we see that if there is no competition, we will not improve.
但是当我们提当我们从把这个眼光换到我们自己的家庭，换到我们自己的教会里面来的时候，
But when we bring this type of perspective into our own homes or into the church,
我们要明白啊，在我们的生命里面，真正是在掌管我们生命的啊，是神本身。
We have to understand that, the one who truly has control over our lives is God.
今天神赐给我们不同的才干，不同的机会。
Today, God gives us different abilities and different opportunities.
神也引导个人走不同，可能走不同的路线。
And God also guides us to walk upon different paths.
我们一定要认识这个在掌管我们生命的神。
And we have to understand this God who is in control of our lives.
所以我们不会用竞争的心态在看待对方。
So that we will not view others with a competitive spirit.
所以你看这个约瑟这个哥哥们，他嫉妒他了。
So we see Joseph's older brothers envied him.
他们嫉妒父亲对他的爱。
They envied the love their fathers had towards him.
他们嫉妒神对约瑟怎么特别有这些指示。
They envied how God gave Joseph this special instruction.
他们嫉妒约瑟他是这么样的正直。
They envied how Joseph was so upright.
不愿跟他们一起干一些坏事。
That he was not willing to do some evil things with them.
你看最后这些哥哥们看到了这个弟弟大老远的来找他们的时候，他们竟然想要把他害死。
We see that later on when they saw their younger brother Joseph coming from a distance, they wanted to kill him.
所以我们看到这个嫉妒这个情绪。让人丧失了原本有很纯真的良心。
And we see that this emotion envy causes us to lose our heart of good.
我们今天在教会里面，在家庭里面，我们要小心。
So today we have to be very careful in the church and in our homes.
我们弟兄姐妹，我们在做事的时候，不是在彼此竞争的。
When we're doing things in the church, we're not competing against one another.
我们在做圣工，也不是在彼此竞争，说谁做的比较好，谁做的比较不好。
When we do any sacred work in the church, we're not competing one another and saying who did what better.
有时候我们会听到一些别人的评语。
Sometimes we will hear people try to evaluate.
那么有时候就会产生这样的一个竞争的心态。
They'll evaluate the performance of different people, and this might stir up some competition.
这个竞争心态如果没有谨慎处理，就会产生嫉妒的情绪。
But if we don't deal with this competitive spirit well, then in the end it will turn to envy.
我们有可能最后会落到像约瑟这十个哥哥一样。
And in the end, maybe we will become like Joseph's 10 older brothers.
我们的内心就会麻木。
That in our hearts, our heart become numb.
对这个。手足之间应该有的爱就会不见了。
This love that we should have towards our brothers and sisters will be gone.
我们从37章看到最后这些哥哥们对约瑟一点爱都没有。
And from chapter 37, we see towards the end, his older brothers had no love towards Joseph at all.
他们也不会感谢这个弟弟为他们所做这一切。
And they were not thankful for anything their younger brother has done for them.
所以他们所做的就非常的残酷。
So we see that everything they did was very cruel.
当约瑟奉着他的父亲的命去寻找哥哥们的时候，
when Joseph, because his father asked him to, went to go look for his brothers.
其实他是历经很多的辛苦的。
He had to go through a lot of hardships to do this.
如果我们看圣经的地图，我们发现从希伯伦谷到示剑，最少差不多100公里。
If we looked at the Bible, if when Joseph was going to Shechem, it was at least 100 kilometers.
从示剑又跑到多丹去，又多了差不多30公里。
And from Shechem to Dothan is another 30 kilometers.
在这么长途的旅行当中，哥哥们他们是一群人一起的。
In this very long journey, his older brothers all traveled together.
但是现在约瑟他自己一个人。
But Joseph, when he went to go find them, he had to travel by himself.
他，你看他要在野地里面过夜的。
And he had to stay overnight in the wild.
他为了要完成他父亲的这个托付，你看他是这么样的，这个克服内心的障碍，也要经历这个真的在生活当中所遇到的这种危险。
In order to complete what his father had asked him to do, he was willing to undergo all these hardships that he will encounter.
好不容易找到他的哥哥们。
And he finally found his older brothers.
他的哥哥们说。
But his older brother said.
第三十七章二十七节，来吧，我们将他杀了。
He said, "Come, let us kill him."
丢在一个坑里面。
And throw him into some pit.
然后就说有恶兽把他吃的。
And we shall say some wild beast has devoured him.
我们且看他的梦将来怎么样呢？
And we shall see what has become of his dreams.
其实他的哥哥们一直记住约瑟曾经讲过的那两个梦。
So his older brothers keep remembering the two dreams that Joseph has shared with them.
他们就是不愿意承认，也不愿意看到神的安排。
And they were not willing to admit and not willing to see God's arrangement.
所以他们现在看到哥弟弟来了。
So now when they see their younger brother come,
他们没有那个爱这个小弟的心呢。
They have no love for their younger brother.
来吧，我们把他杀了。
And they say, "Come, let us kill him."
这是何等残酷的一句话。
This is such a cruel thing to say.
后来你看他们怎么对待约瑟的。
And we can see how they treated Joseph after this.
他来到之后就把他的衣服剥了。
After Joseph came, they stripped away his tunic.
没有讲任何一句。
They didn't even say anything.
任何好的话。
They didn't say anything good towards him.
你看就把他丢在那个坑里面去。
And they took him and cast him into a pit.
然后他们就坐下来吃饭了。
And then they just sat down to eat a meal.
他没有想说这个弟弟这么老远的从父家来了。
They didn't think of how their younger brother had traveled such a far distance from their home.
如果我们要用走路走130公里，你看要走多久？
If we try walking 130 kilometers, how long do you think that would take?
他能够在路上带多少食物？
How much food was he able to bring with him?
他这么长久的旅途不是会很饥饿吗？
Wouldn't he be very hungry after walking such a long distance?
但是这些哥哥们却是，你看把他丢在那边，他们自己在吃喝快乐，连都不管这个弟弟。
But these brothers just sat down after they threw him into a pit and just started eating and drinking and did not care for their brother.
这个时候的约瑟他是什么样的心情啊？
So, what did Joseph think during this time?
那个时候的哥哥们，他们一点不会想到弟弟的感受。
At that time, the older brothers of Joseph didn't even consider how Joseph felt.
他们所做的其实在神眼中都很清楚了，
but,
神都看到的。
In fact, everything they did, God has seen.
那当时候其实他们这个良心被蒙蔽了。
And we see at this time their conscience was covered.
我们现在看第四十二章的第二十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 42.
创世纪四十二章的二十一节。
Verse 21, Genesis chapter 42, verse 21.
这句话就在说明当时候约瑟的心情。
And now they're saying to one another what Joseph felt at that time.
二十一节，他们彼此说：“我们在兄弟身上实在有罪。他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里的愁苦，却不肯听，所以这场苦难临到我们身上了。”
21. Then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us."
22.
22.
流便说，我岂不是对你们说过不可伤害那孩子吗？只是你们不肯听，所以流他血的罪向我们追讨了。
22. And Reuben answered them, saying, "Did I not speak to you, saying, 'Do not sin against the boy,' and you would not listen? Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us."
这个就是在他们这个兄弟们在彼此的对话所讲出的这些信息，就是在说明当时候约瑟所经过的了。
And what the brothers are saying, in verses 21, 22, is how Joseph felt during that time.
你看当时候的约瑟是怎么样哀求这些哥哥们
？And we see at that time Joseph. Had anguish in his soul and pleaded with his brothers.
他那时候心里是多么的愁苦。
And we see that how sorrowful he was at that time.
可是这些哥哥们却一点都不听，也不管，就是真的是好像他是该死的人一样。
But his older brothers did not even listen to him and treated him as if he deserved to die.
所以我们有时候读圣经，要去仔细的去想一想，当时候这个情景是怎么发生的。
So when we read the Bible, we want to think. In detail, how did this story play out?
所以读圣经要有智慧呢，就是要慢慢的、慢慢的读它。
So when we want to read the Bible with wisdom, means that we want to read it slowly.
把实际上会发生的事情把它想一想，如果是我们的话，这个事情是要怎么会怎么进行？
To think about what had happened in the Bible, and if we were in their shoes, how would it transpire?
我们才会发现说，当时约瑟的痛苦有多大。
And then we would understand how much anguish Joseph had in his heart.
他的哥哥他们当时是多么样残酷。
And we can see how cruel his brothers were at the time.
最后他们所做的，其实神都要跟他们追讨。
And in the end, everything they did, God will ask them to give an account.
他们现在所他们现在所回忆的事情是大概二十二年前所发生的事情呢。
And now what they're talking about is something that happened 22 years ago.
我们看圣经就发现，在这个时候他们所讲的这句话，当时的情景是二十二年前的事的。
We see that in chapter 42, when they're talking about what happened, it was something that took place 22 years ago.
二十几年前他们所做的事情，他们现在都记住了。
What they did 20 some years ago, they still remember.
所以其实我们所做的事情，如果是错误的，我们基本上都会自己知道。
And we see that if we do something that is wrong, generally we will all know ourselves.
在说明说，其实神放在我们每个人心里的良心呢，是有功效的。
And this also shows us that the conscience that God put into our hearts is effective.
虽然那个时候，他们一点都不会去关心，想到他们所做的事情是神厌恶的事。
Even though at that time, they did not even care.Or thought about how what they are doing is something that God hates.
但是最后他们一定会想起来。
But in the end, they will remember.
因为他们嫉妒弟弟这个情绪，有一天会过去的。
Because one day, this emotion they had of envy towards their brother will also pass.
他们所做的最后一定要承担那个后果。
But in the end, they have to bear the consequences of what they have done.
所以这个时候，你看哥哥们他们来到埃及。
So at this time, Joseph's older brothers came to Egypt.
他们不知道，在他们眼前的这个人就是他们的弟弟。
They didn't know that this person who sat before them was their younger brother.
他们的对话其实约瑟都听得清楚了。
And Joseph could understand everything they were saying.
你看第二十三节，他们不知道约瑟听得出来，因为在他们中间有通事传话。
Verse 23, but they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter.
其实当时候约瑟是用埃及话在跟他们对话的。
And we see during this time, Joseph spoke to them in Egyptian.
那这些哥哥们是用希伯来话在讲话。
But the brothers spoke to one another in Hebrew.
我们就看到在这个二十二年里面，约瑟他的变化有多大。
And we see how great of a transformation Joseph went through in 22 years.
他可以学希腊学埃及话，学到跟所有人都一样。
He was able to learn the Egyptian language, so in the end he spoke like a native.
他最后可以成为治国的宰相。
And he became a prime minister who ruled over the nation.
他的哥哥们做梦也没有想过。
And his brothers wouldn't even dream of this happening.
他们曾经想要把这个做梦的弟弟把他杀了。
In the past, they tried to kill the dreamer of a younger brother.
但是现在这个梦其实实现了。
But now, this younger brother's dream has came true.
所以当约瑟看到他的哥哥们来的时候
，So when Joseph saw his older brothers coming,
其实他又想起他的梦了。
He remembered his dream.
好，所以在第四十二章的前面
，So in the beginning of Genesis chapter 42,
我们请来看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
第六节
，Verse 6.
当时候这里是埃及的是约瑟啊，嫡娘给那地的众民就是他。约瑟的哥哥们来了，脸伏一地向他下拜。
6. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brother came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth.
第七节
，7.
约瑟看见他哥哥们就认得他们，却装作生人，向他们说些严厉话，问他们说：“你们从哪里来？”他们说我们从迦南地来嫡娘的。
7. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to them. Then he said to them, Where do you come from? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food.
第八节
8.
约瑟认得他哥哥们他们却不认得他。
So Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him.
第九节
9.
约瑟想起从前所做的那两个梦，就对他们说，你们是奸细，来窥探这地的虚实。
9. Then Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them and said to them, You are spies, you have come to see the nakedness of the land.
那个当时候如果从这个治国的宰相讲出你们是间谍，这个本来是应该该死的。
And at this time, if the prime minister who governs the land says you are spies, then they will actually be put to death.
所以当时候这些哥哥们听得很害怕的。
So at this time, the brothers heard this and were very afraid.
我们看到约瑟，他是想起他两个梦。
And Joseph remembered his two dreams.
其实他的哥哥们也一定会想起他两个梦。
And his older brothers must also remember the two dreams.
但是他们现在还没办法了解。
But right now they were not able to understand.
他们现在先想起的是他们自己的罪。
What they first remembered was the sin they have committed.
可是约瑟将来为他们向他们讲一些严厉话，其实是要试验他们的。
And we see that Joseph spoke roughly to them to test them.
其实是要看看他这些哥哥们在这么二十几年里面是有没有改变。
To test his brothers to see that after these 20 some years did his brothers change.
其实我们后来也发现这些哥哥们他们真的也变了。
And as we continue to read on, we see that his older brothers did indeed change.
他们不像以前这样子的。
They are not like before.
他们其实是很关心他们的父亲的。
Now, they actually care very much for their father.
他们这十个，你看这个十个哥哥们，其实最后也是非常的能够体贴对方，能够彼此相爱。
And we see that these 10 brothers in the end. We're able to care for one another and love one another.
我们可以从后面，当这个便雅悯被发现说，这个银币在他的口袋里面的时候所发生的事情。
And we see later on when they discovered that there was a cup in Benjamin's sack, and just Benjamin was going to be detained. What happened?
那个这哥哥们没有一个人骂这个弟弟。
At that time, none of the older brothers yelled at Benjamin.
他们的改变，他们对这个弟弟真的是非常的爱他们。
But instead, we see that they truly loved their younger brother.
其实这个时候，我们就看到约瑟已经观察到他这个哥哥们已经不一样了。
And we see at this time, Joseph already observed that his brothers are different.
所以当约瑟听到哥哥们这样在回忆以前发生的事的时候
，So when Joseph heard his brothers recounting what had happened,
第二十四节
，Verse 24,
约瑟转身退去，哭了一场。
It says that, and he turned himself away from them and wept.
后来你看约瑟就真的恩待了这些哥哥们呢。
And we see afterwards Joseph treated all his brothers very well.
一开始是要他们全部都留下来，只派一个人回去带便雅悯的。
Originally, he wanted all of them to stay and just send one person to go retrieve Benjamin.
他把他们关了三天之后就放出来了。
But after he put them, detained them for 3 days, he let them go.
最后反过来，留下一个，其他人都回去。
And then he decided to only keep one brother, but let the rest go.
因为他知道他的父亲、他的弟弟在家里。
Because he knows that his father and his younger brother were still at home.
所以就把西缅留下来之后。
So he kept Simeon.
其他人就送回去了。
And he sent the rest of the brothers home.
特地的要仆人把这个买粮食的银钱都放在他们个人的口袋里。
And he ordered his servants to return all the money they used to buy the food back into their sacks.
第二十五节特别又给他们在路上用的食物。
And in verse 25, he also gave them provisions for the journey.
那个时候他的哥哥们已经不知道这个怎么会发生这种事。
And his older brothers must not know why this happened.
其实这个宰相对他们特别好。
Why was this prime minister especially good to them?
虽然讲了一些严厉的话。
Even though he spoke roughly to them.
但是默默的为他们做了很多很多他们没有本来不应该得的。
But he secretly did so many things to them, things that they should not receive.
等到他们打开口袋，发现银钱在还在的时候。
Up until they opened their sacks and discovered that all their money was still with them.
他们当时候，你看，直接想到说神向我们做什么。
And we see their immediate reaction was, "What is this that God has done to us?"
他们想的是，很有可能是不好的事。
And we see that what they are thinking about is something that is bad.
因为他们害怕的是，那是不是他们过去所做的恶事，神现在要一一的跟他们追讨，跟他们算账了。
Because they are afraid that maybe God is asking them to give account for each one of the evil things they have done in the past.
但其实是神要赐恩给他们的。
But we see in fact God wanted to bless them.
神的爱默默的在他们的身上。
The love of God was with them, secretly.
他这些哥哥们他们的表现。他们的心情。
So we see how the older brothers reacted and how they felt.
在反映我们今天每个人对神的这种
这个信心呢？
This also reflects each one of our faiths towards God.
也就是我们怎么看待神让这些事情发生在我们身上的这个心情。
In other words, how we view the things that God has allowed to happen to us.
通常我们当我们生命中遇到一些特殊的情形的时候，我们都往坏的方向想。
Often when anything unexpected happens in our life, we tend to think towards the negative side.
但是其实神为我们所存的意念都是是平安的意念的。
But the truth is, God's thoughts towards us are always thoughts of good.
圣经在耶利米书第二十九章这样写。
In Jeremiah chapter 29, it records.
耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
主说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Verse 11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
12节
12.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you.
13节
13.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求，就必寻见。
And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
那这个就是今天天上的真神，他对我们每个人所做的事。
And this is what the true God in heaven has done to each one of us today.
神其实是要赐平安给我们。
God actually wants to give us peace.
他是要让我们的生命成长的。
He wants our life to grow.
神的这个平安的这个福气，要借着不同的事情让我们体会到。
God wants us to experience His blessings of peace through different things.
有时候就算似乎在外人看来是灾祸。在神的眼中，其实是一种祝福。
Sometimes things happen, and from other people's viewpoint, it seems like a disaster or a tragedy. But from God's point of view, it's actually to help us.
所以圣经才说万事是互相效力的。
That's why the Bible says all things work together for good.
叫爱神人得益处。
For those who love God.
今天神他不会做错事。
Today we see that God does not make mistakes.
神让事情发生在我们的身上，一定有他美好的旨意。
If God allows something to happen to us, His wonderful will must be in it.
这个时候的约瑟的哥哥们，他们不知道神的旨意在哪里。
At this time, Joseph's older brothers didn't know what the will of God is.
因为他们还没有看清楚。
Because they haven't seen clearly yet.
可是他们慢慢一定会发现。
But gradually, they will discover.
最后，神向他们是赐恩典的。
That in the end, God wants to give them blessings.
因为在四十三章。
Because in chapter 43,
我们先看回来《创世记》四十三章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 43.
这个时候
，at this time，
透过约瑟的家宅讲了一句话。
We see that through the steward of Joseph, he said something.
因为他们第二次来到埃及要买粮食的时候
，because when they came back to Egypt to buy food again,
他们就要跟这个仆人解释当时候发生的事。
They needed to explain to Joseph's servant what happened.
他以为这个仆人搞错了
，and they thought that maybe Joseph's servant made a mistake.
所以他们说我们把银钱都带回来了。
So they said we have brought back all the money that were restored to us.
第二十三节，家宰说：“你们可以放心，不要害怕，是你们的神和你们父亲的神赐给你们财宝在你们的口袋里，你们的银子我早已收了。”他就把西缅带出来交给他们。
Verse 23, but he said, Peace be with you, do not be afraid, your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. Then he brought Simeon out to them.
这个家宅，你看，跟这哥哥们说，是你们的神，你们父亲的神，把这个财宝放在你们口袋里的。
We see the steward of Joseph said to the brothers, Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks.
也就是说，事实上，这些恩典是从神来的。
So in fact, all of these blessings came from God.
今天神向我们做了什么事呢？
Today, what has God done to us?
其实是神他把他的恩典亲自赐给我们。
The truth is, God has given us His blessings.
但是有时候我们不明白。
But sometimes we don't understand.
我们会怀疑一个恐惧的心。
We might have a heart of fear instead.
对约瑟的哥哥们，他们当时候想到的是他们过去所犯的错误。
For Joseph's brother, at that time, the brothers thought of all the evil things they have committed.
现在所发生的事情应该是不好的事。
So now, what happens must also be bad.
但其实，神他的旨意不能拦阻。
But we see, in fact, the will of God cannot be obstructed.
神拯救世的计划渐渐的在展开着。
We see God's salvation plan for mankind will gradually take place.
其实他们最后要明白，原来神早先预备了一个人物在埃及要拯救他们的性命。
So in the end, they will come to realize that God had already prepared someone to be in Egypt to save them.
但他们没有想到。
But they didn't think about this.
这个眼前的这个给他们粮食的人，竟然是他们22年前亲手把他卖掉的那个弟弟。
And they didn't realize that this person who is now giving them food was the younger brother that they had sold themselves 22 years ago.
但是现在他们所遇到的，让他们想起他们过去的罪了。
But now what they have encountered allowed them to think of their past sins.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们今天遇到事情要想想。
So the Bible tells us today when we encounter anything, we have to first consider.
你看在传道书的第七章这样说。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, it says,
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7,
第十四节。
Verse 14.
他说，遇亨通的日子，你当喜乐；遭患难的日子，你当思想。
In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider.
遭患难的日子要想一想看。
In the day of adversity, we have to think.
到底神要我们学什么？
We have to consider what is it that God wants us to learn.
这个时候的约瑟的哥哥们，他们想起他们过去的罪。
At this time, Joseph's older brothers thought of their past sins.
他们承认他们当时候不管他弟弟的哀哭祈求，他们这个心是这么样的刚硬。
They admit that at that time, they had such hard hearts, and they did not even hear the plea of their brother.
他们愿意悔改。
And they are willing to repent.
他们知道错了。
They know they have done wrong.
他们想说神一定是借着机会来让他们来得到他们所种的这个因，所以他们应该受刑罚。
So they thought that God must be using this opportunity to punish them for the sins they committed, and they deserve it.
他们有这样的一个悔改的心之后，耶稣看到了。
But when they have this heart of repentance, Joseph also saw.
所以最后你看，他们的银钱都回到他们自己的口袋里。
So we see in the end, all of their money was restored.
这是神向我们所做的事。
And this is what God has done to us.
但是他们不知道啊。
But of course, at that time, they did not know.
最后他们一定明白。
But in the end, they will come to understand.
所以今天我们的神，他其实让我们在生活当中遇到一些事情，要让我们回转。
So today, God allows us to encounter different things in our lives so that we can return.
要让我们重新明白啊，神要我们所做的是什么。
So that we can once again understand what is it God wants us to do.
我们如果愿意真的照神的吩咐去做的。
If we are truly willing to do according to what God instructs us to do.
我们会明白过去所做的错误。
Then we will understand all the mistakes we have made in the past.
就像他的哥哥们，他们了解他们错了。
Just like Joseph's older brothers who understood their mistakes.
但是这是神的，就是这么奇妙的安排。借着他们这个不可原谅的错误，神成就了一个极美好的计划。
But we see God's arrangement is so wonderful that through this mistake that they committed, God prepared something even better.
不但他的哥哥们了解
，Not only did the brothers understand this，
最后连约瑟自己本身都了解。
In the end, Joseph himself understood God's plan.
神原来掌握一切。
That in the end, God is in control of everything.
因为神的意识原是好的。
Because God's thoughts towards us is good.
神他向我们所存的意念是世平安的意念。
God's thoughts towards us are thoughts of peace.
啊，所以万事互相效力。
So we see that all things work together.
罗马书第八章说。
In Romans chapter 8, it tells us.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
二十九节
，29,
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
29, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
30节。
30.
预先所定下的，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called; whom he called, these he also justified; and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
今天我们都是被神所招来的人。
Today we are all those that God has called.
神他要我们能够效法主耶稣基督的模范呢、啊、
God wants us to be able to conform to the example of Lord Jesus.
他要称我们为义。
And he wants us to be justified.
他最后要让我们得荣耀的。
And in the end, he wants us to be glorified.
让我们都能够明白神向我们所做的是什么。
So that we can all understand what is it that God has done to us.
我们能够明白神他其实叫万事都能够互相效力。
So that we can know that God wants all things to work together for good.
叫爱神人可以得益处。
So, for the good of those who love God.
当我们真的会想到这个爱的时候。
When we think about love,
我们对人就会有感受。
Then we will have love towards man.
我们更看清楚神他对我们所成就的一切原来都是赐福给我们的。
And we will see even more clearly that everything God has done for us is to bless us.
就算有时候好像是不好的事情。
Even though sometimes it seems as if it's something bad.
其实等到时间过了之后我们也明白。
But when the time has passed, then we will come to understand
原来神的爱是何等的长阔高深
that the love of God is so high, so long, so deep and wide.
远超过我们所能够想象的
It is far beyond what we can imagine.
因为我们都能够这样子明白神在我们身上所做的
May we all come to understand what is it that God has done to us.
最后能够歌颂神他的慈爱
So that in the end, we can sing praises of God's love.
一起来唱诗
Let us sing a hymn.
332首
Hymn 332
一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
求主耶稣基督来帮助加添我们信心。
And ask Lord Jesus to help us and to increase our faith.
我们能够看清楚神在我们身上所做的事。
So that we can see clearly what God has done upon us.
我们都能够明白神的爱。
So that we can all understand God's love.
我们越会感谢，我们所得的恩典越多。
The more we are thankful, the more blessings God will bestow upon us.
同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.